One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shell Point Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and much more. We love to hear from you. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series, but it always has an encouraging biblical theme. For those of you who don't do email, we're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them, and may God continue to bless you richly as you seek to follow Him in these unusual times. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. Hi, this is the eConnections message for Thursday, February 23rd. It's entitled, Doing Missions Well. Acts 1:8 says, And you shall be my witnesses. Well, here we are in the midst of one of my favorite weeks of the church year, Global Impact Week. Already, it's been both encouraging and challenging. Several years ago, Dr. John Stumbo, president of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, produced a video contrasting what happens when we do missions poorly versus when we do missions well. It's one of those videos that we all ought to watch from time to time because it reminds us of why we are so enthusiastic about Alliance missions. So for this eConnection message, I invite you to take about 17 minutes to watch Dr. Stumbo's presentation. I think you'll find it insightful, revealing as it does the biblical strategies that distinguish CNMA missions from other approaches that are less successful. And may God bless you this week as you seek how you might engage with the Great Commission. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.
We can do missions well, or we can do it poorly. Not everything done in the name of Jesus is equally as effective, and we can do missions well, or we can do it not so well. Let's talk about it. Missions done poorly, missions done well. I'll give six specifics. You could add to the list if you wanted. Number one, missions done poorly doesn't understand local context. With the many refugees that have been spilling out of Syria, there's been many organizations throughout the United States that have wanted to help, and one of those organizations in recent years sent a whole truckload of mattresses. It's easier to raise money in the United States for stuff, and people that are in the refugee status need stuff. And sleeping on concrete floors, mattresses were a very appropriate thing to send. However, that mission organization did not have the cultural awareness, the local contacts, the language ability, the incarnational experience to really know the needs of the society that they were trying to serve. And so they came in with a truck full of American purchased mattresses, only to have men and boys rush the truck. Women and children were pushed aside. And later that week, those mattresses were for sale down at a local store. Missions done well, on the other hand, is incarnational. Knows the language, knows the culture, knows the people, has genuine relationship, and is shaped by those relationships. We give out mattresses as well, heaters and food too. There's a church that the Alliance started decades ago that is receiving Syrian refugees across the border from Syria. And GCF-supported teams, comma staff, have worked together with that local church doing fabulous incarnational ministry where 4,000 families have now been served through the Alliance in very meaningful, personal ways, going home to home, tent to tent, apartment to apartment, finding out what the needs are, delivering those goods, developing relationships, doing so in the name of Jesus in a manner that strengthens the local church, is respectful of the immigrants themselves, and does the distribution of the necessary goods. We can be proud to be part of the team that we're part of. Many times we have been told, thank you for sending the kind of people you're sending. They have experience before they come. You give them time to learn our language and culture. They want to get to know us. They want to work with us. It's not like that with every agency. please send us more people like that. Believe me, I'd like to. Point two, missions done poorly creates dependence, usually upon the West. Here's an example. There's a church, I don't know its name, but I've been told that every year they go to another country to provide vacation Bible school for that national church. No offering is taken, no local leaders are trained, no ownership is developed in that local national church. Why would they need to develop ownership? Because the outside group is coming every year at great sacrifice to themselves, raising lots of money and committing themselves to go to this beautiful ministry where they're sweetly showing the love of Jesus. I'm not questioning their intent. I'm questioning their strategy, where this U.S. church is actually creating dependence upon themselves by their lack of incorporating that church in the children's ministry, training them how to do so in such a way that in a few years they could move on and do it for somebody else, leaving behind a sustainable ministry. That U.S. church needs to shift from doing for to doing with, so that they're not creating Western dependence. Meanwhile, missions done well create sustaining local ownership and control. I pray that every Alliance leader will clearly understand and value the significance of establishing networks of indigenous churches that are self-supporting, self-governing, self-reproducing, and self-theologizing. That their understanding of the gospel and the scripture is not just a transplant of Western interpretation. We have a long history of establishing networks of churches who fund themselves, lead themselves, multiply themselves, and educate themselves. This isn't just good economics, this is good missiology. Missions done well create sustaining local ownership. For example, the Alliance Church of Indonesia has the goal of planting 500 new churches among some of the world's least reached peoples. A couple decades ago, the local Alliance Church leaders in Hong Kong kindly said, in so many words, "We're ready to do this on our own. We don't really need you anymore. Why don't you reposition your missionaries elsewhere?" Well, we did. And the Alliance of Hong Kong is now one of the most significant denominations in the entire region, sending out some 140 missionaries of their own to 10 other nations. Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, some of us remember it as Zaire. An entire network of national church-run clinics, a university, entire school districts entrusted to them by the federal government, 1.5 million Alliance believers and growing. We wouldn't, we couldn't, we shouldn't run all that from the U.S. Missions done poorly creates dependence, instills weakness. Missions done well creates the strength of sustaining local ownership. Point three. Missions done poorly makes our engagement the goal. Now, I'm warning you, this is a hot one, because as church leaders, we can easily perceive our role as engaging as many people as possible in missions, and that being the central goal. Because we feel really good when we get lots of people to go on a short-term experience, and we feel badly when we have to cancel that trip for lack of interest. I get it. Missions engagement is a good thing. Missions won't happen if no one is engaged. This is one of the great things about being part of the Christian Missionary Alliance, that most of us have churches that have a higher level of engagement than the average evangelical church around us. Money is only one measurement, but Alliance Church members giving to missions, although far from what it once was, still leads all evangelical denominations. But all that being said, missions isn't about us doing something meaningful. It's not about you. Leave it to the American church and make missions all about us. The true goal of missions is lasting fruit. Souls, disciples, Jesus being loved, worshiped, and obeyed by every tribe, tongue, language, and people. Networks of reproducing churches who become missionary sending churches. That's the goal of missions. So, missions done poorly makes missions about us. Missions done well realizes that it's about the fruit. Number four, missions done poorly has little or no accountability. a new pastor came to one of our Alliance churches and noticed that they were giving tens of thousands of dollars to an organization he had never heard of, and he began asking questions. And he was assured by the elders and church leaders that everything was good, it was a great organization. And he kept pressing and said, shouldn't we like go see what our money's doing? Shouldn't we explore some of this for ourselves? And after a number of years of prodding, he was finally allowed with a few other church leaders to go and just do a little accountability check to see where all these monies were going. When they got there, they were saddened and stunned to see that this ministry wasn't a ministry at all. The stories that the leader was telling were actually true, but they weren't his stories. There was nothing that that mission was actually accomplishing other than being a recycling of other ministries' stories, but raising a whole lot of money on the basis of it. Now, obviously, that's an extreme. I was recently in a very restrictive country meeting with a national church leader who told me a similar story from the opposite end. He's telling it from the recipient end, how he had gone to another country and had unannounced walked into a missions office and saw his country on their publication list and on their walls and in their promotion, and they were raising money based on ministry that they were doing in his country. And he walked out of that building and wept because while they were true stories, that mission that he was just in their building of wasn't doing any of those ministries. There wasn't an ounce of bitterness as he told me the story. He was just truly saddened that here was an organization that didn't have the credibility to actually report accurately. And as he told me the story, he commended the Alliance as one of his few trusted partners. Missions done well, on the other hand, has a solid system of accountability, including financial and mission strategy. Workers from other organizations have expressed their gratitude to the Alliance when we've come to the area where they're attempting to work with unreached people. They found access into this limited access country, but once they got there, ministry was far more complicated than they had expected. They had limited support from their home office and hadn't discovered a solid strategy to reach people. Upon our arrival and establishing our work, they've come to us and said, "Can we join your work? We've been looking for something meaningful to do." And often we are able to utilize some of these other godly people from around the world who are looking for a way to express their mission's heart. See, every 5 years, the Alliance has a strategic review for every field or team that we're part of. Senior leadership, national leaders, and outside voices come together to conduct a careful review of our work. And as a result, some of our teams have been closed or restarted or major changes have been made to what we're doing. I'm not claiming that every work we have is humming along at maximum efficiency, is your church, but I'm claiming that our international ministries leadership team is serious and intentional about solid strategy and accountability. Financially, we meet the highest standards. Accountability is taken seriously by Alliance leadership. Point five, missions done poorly doesn't establish a network of reproducing local churches. Scattered acts of kindness are good. God uses them. But how much better when combined with long-term impact that is created by a network of local churches? As you remember, the collapse of the Soviet Union created an opportunity for our missionaries to enter Russia. The Alliance was quick to respond. We weren't alone. By 1995, I'm told there were over 900 evangelical organizations with offices and or ministries just in Moscow alone. Tens of thousands of Christians from the West came. Hundreds of millions of dollars were raised. Missiologists suggest that it was the greatest missionary blitzkrieg ever. Pretty exciting. Scores of campaigns of film showing and literature distribution took place. Thousands came to faith, maybe more. Historic. However, by the year 2000, over 800 of those 900 organizations were no longer active in Russia. They left behind some literature and movies and believers, all good. But if we don't leave behind the sustainable church, we've not completed the missionary task. Missions done well establishes networks of reproducing local churches. See, meanwhile in Russia, our Alliance team was learning the language, incarnationally entering the culture, building relationships, and discovering ways to build the church through Russian leadership, insisting that every church plant have a Russian leader. The Alliance wove its way into the fabric of the rebirth of the Russian church, and by 2002, 50 new churches had opened. Hundreds of leaders eventually graduated from the Bible college we helped establish. More than 50 key leaders completed master's degrees through a program under the umbrella of Alliance Theological Seminary, ATS. Today, these key leaders are known throughout Russia as some of the most innovative and impactful church planters. Church planting continues today largely in the hands of young Russian church planters being led by those whom the Alliance invested in through the decades. This kind of story is being replayed in other nations. I'm pleased to remind us that the investment we made in decades past through the Great Commission Fund have reaped some awesome dividends. The Christian Missionary Alliance has now multiplied itself 55 times over if you think in terms of peers that we have in other nations. Just like we have a U.S. alliance, there are now 55 other national churches that are part of the Alliance World Fellowship, five of which are larger than the U.S. alliance, more than 20 of whom are now mission-sending churches. Did you hear that? 20 of our national churches around the Alliance World Fellowship are now sending missionaries themselves. Investment well made, mission strategy well implemented. Number six, and finally, as a result, missions done poorly is unsustainable. Not understanding the local context, creating Western dependence, thinking it's all about us, having little accountability, and not establishing a network of reproducing churches, missions done poorly simply isn't sustainable. God will use the short bursts of enthusiasm for some global cause that many Christians view as missions. But when the missionary leaves, will the fragrance of Jesus remain in that location? With the political upheaval of our world, we can't assume we get to work in a place for the next 100 years. We have to leave something behind that's lasting. And you and I, teamed with the Christian Missionary Alliance, are in the sustainability business because we plant churches, networks of reproducing churches that survive war in Vietnam, genocide in Congo, revolution in China, the Sandinistas of Colombia, Ebola in Guinea, civil wars in Cote d'Ivoire and Syria. Yes, we have 18 sister churches still faithfully proclaiming Jesus in Syria. Pray for them. Talk about a return on investment. Missions done well is sustainable. Here's a beautiful thing. You don't need to go searching for some other organization to do missions well. You can make a difference in the world right here with a family you're already part of. We are the church, a church-based, church-backed missions effort. And you can contribute to all of what I've talked about through the Great Commission and Comma Advance funds. You see, in the Alliance, we're better together. We need each other. Thank you for being part of a team that's establishing the church among some of the world's least reached peoples. Your prayers, encouragement, the next wave of workers that you're raising up, the giving to the Great Commission Fund and the Comma Advance Fund are forwarding the gospel. I'm honored to be on the team with you. God bless.